Jennifer Joseph says she just learned her one-year-old tested positive for malaria at the Al-Sabah Children's Hospital in Juba. The hospital is crowded with mothers holding young sick children on their laps, waiting for test results or to see a doctor. Joseph says her baby became ill yesterday.
This child experienced diarrhea last night, so I brought him to the hospital this morning and they found malaria. This is not the first time for him to be sick of malaria. It has been there before.
Viola George, another mother waiting for her child's test results at the hospital, says malaria has been constant in her family, and every time someone falls ill, the cost of treatment is high.
I have had malaria before, and I don't know the sickness of this child, whether it is malaria or something else. Last time he was sick, I was able to pay like 12,000 South Sudanese pounds. I had to pay this money for the treatment of my child. Whether it is a lot or little, there is nothing I can do since it is the treatment of my child.
The World Health Organization says a child dies of malaria every 2 minutes. Speaking at the World Malaria Day event in Juba yesterday, the WHO's country representative in South Sudan, Fabian Denzako, says malaria is a major health challenge, including in South Sudan.
In South Sudan, malaria is number one disease causing a high morbidity and mortality. And from the data that we have from the ministry coming from health facilities, between 60-70% of all outpatient consultation is actually because of malaria.
Over the past few years, health experts have tried to eliminate malaria, as scientists have developed a malaria vaccine, says Ndenzako.
This malaria vaccine will be used to prevent malaria, particularly among children aged 6 months to 5 years who live in moderate to high transmission settings, including South Sudan.
More than 1 million children in Ghana, Kenya and Malawi have now received one or more doses of the world's first malaria vaccine in a pilot program coordinated by the World Health Organization. South Sudan's health ministry says the country is working with health partners to be able to secure malaria vaccine doses. Hamid Jula is the manager of the South Sudan National Malaria Control Program at the Health Ministry.
We in the South Sudan, we are really very blessed with the partners that can assist us and the leadership of the Minister of Health that they talk to the World Health Organization South Sudan office. So these vaccines, once come to South Sudan, will encourage all the children to be vaccinated.
Until the vaccine arrives, South Sudan Health Minister Yolanda Awilding encourages all South Sudanese to adhere to simple ways of preventing malaria.
Sleeping under treated mosquito net is simplest way, and it is the economical sufficient way for every citizen of South Sudan to actually implement. Ministry of Health, with the help from the partners, we have got treated malaria nets for the household that cannot afford to buy their own. It is widely available, and we highly encourage the families to sleep under treated mosquito net.
The WHO says the vaccine is one of several ways to prevent the spread of malaria. Other methods include clearing of bushes and draining stagnant water. The theme for this year's World Malaria Day is Harness Innovation to Reduce the Malaria Disease Burden and Save Lives. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayor in Juba.